You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 98, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. Now, my guest today says unstoppable freedom is following your passion without limits. And joining me on today's show is Kerry Ann Nelson. In 2014, Kerry Ann arrived home to find her husband had passed away unexpectedly in their home. And the very next day, Kerry Ann realized that everything boiled down to one question. Do I let my passion die with him, or do I follow it with everything I have? And since then, she has invested everything into her mission. Kerry Ann is a business process genius who uses speaking, writing, and events to communicate her defining commitment, and she helps people to find and follow their passion. Now, on today's show, Kerry Ann is going to share identity is profoundly more than the things that we do, the roles we play, and even what we think. When she lost her husband in 2014, she faced the deepest, most gutting loss that she had ever experienced in her life, and yet her sense of purpose and vision gave her a supernatural confidence that spoke out and continues to speak out every single day. And she says, I have everything I need, and she still says that daily. And everything that she's experienced with her choices, her temperament, people and circumstances has brought her to the point of overwhelming abundance and opportunity, but also only by defining and maintaining her boundaries that she's going to be able to step forward. And so much more. Welcome to the show, Kerry Ann.
Good morning, Anne-Marie. That is such an amazing, how you put that together was really, really nice. And I'm sitting here inspired by my own story. I've got tears listening back to that.
Look, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey. I mean, I've heard you share the experience that you had, and every time I hear it, or now just reading it, to be in that situation and to find someone that you just love and thinking that, you know, I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him, to find him. And for people who have not met you yet, when they hear you speak and just see your energy, you would never know that that has happened to you, because, yeah, so that unstoppable purpose and that supernatural confidence really shines from the inside out. So I'm so honored for you to share your story. Take us back to that, and let's share, because I'm sure that someone's listening or watching today, or maybe even the recording, that is either in the midst of something that this, you know, traumatic, or maybe has experienced something yet really struggling to move forward. So, Kerry Ann, the floor is yours.
Okay, I don't know where to start. That day was truly such a pivotal moment of my life. Certainly, from that day, everything has just been this this constant evolving rebuild.
Yes.
But it's not rebuilding from scratch. It's rebuilding from the things that I brought to that moment and can carry through forward from. So there's, in one way, there's a sense of a new start, and yet a new start can only be built by that continuity that I take what I already knew into the next part.
Yeah.
So, and that was a horrible, horrible day, though. Alec had not been well. He'd been struggling massively. We had a small business at that time, and it was a small, big business. You know, we had four people in our team, and we were turning over just over $1 million in turnover by selling vacuum cleaner spare parts online. So it's hardly a sexy industry to be in, and yet it worked really well online, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great. We had stacks of cash flow, but some business decisions that we'd made earlier, years ago, about a decade ago, meant that our cash flow simply wasn't enough, and we weren't keeping up with our expenses. And that created immense stress for Alec, and he hadn't been well. He was depressed. He was hugely anxious.
Mm.
And over the course of, I was married to him for 12 years, and over that entire time, he progressively was putting on more weight and becoming more stressed and just more miserable and really broken on the inside. And yeah, he ended up having a heart attack on that day. No one could have picked it. That, you know, I guess the indicators were there, but he was overweight, but not massively so. You know, people didn't stop him in the street or look funny, you know, that he was, you know, really big. It wasn't so, and he was always such a happy, warm guy. So he was so caring that you would never pick that on the inside. He was actually really carrying around a whole bunch of stress that, yeah, eventually was just too much for him. So. Yeah, it was a shocking, shocking thing to find him at home like that.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you said is that, you know, you reached inside things that you already had really, I guess, followed. And I remember you were saying one time in a presentation around faith. And for me, in situations where, you know, I've lost a child at birth, he was born and then he died, you know, several minutes later. And it's in those instances that really our own strength is not enough to get us through. We've got to pull from something far deeper inside. And so I love the way that you've said identity is profoundly more than who we are, what we do, the roles we play. And I think in situations where we are faced with challenges that are just beyond our understanding and so, you know, sorrowful, there is a strength that we lean on. So speak to me a bit more, and the guests and the audience. Identity is profoundly more. What does that mean for you, and how did that get you through?
Yes. I've got two children. My son's 23 and my daughter is 20. And so raising them, they ask the sorts of wonderful questions that you get to answer with the deep real truths, you know, the stuff that they can hang on to and that defines their belief system and helps to build those structures for them to lean on. And one of the things that I used to say to them really talks to exactly what you're asking me about. Mm. I used to say that before they were born, that they were with God and that they were God's child that I just got to raise. Mm. And then, of course, that when they die at the end of their life, they'll go back with God and they were always made to be with him first and in that connection with him first. So yeah. When these sorts of things happen, and not everyone is going to have a horrible thing like losing a child or losing a husband, but something bad will happen for all of us. You know, these things, they do. Life brings devastating moments, but that I know that before I was born, God made me and he conceived me and he imagined me with my crazy ambitious outlook and my sense of humor and this thick hair, and you know, he made me just like this, and he made my kids just the way they are, and to know that that's really who I am, and it allows me to frame up my circumstances in a way that says, well, this is just a moment, and this too shall pass. You know, things always change. The only thing we can guarantee is that nothing's going to stay the same in this life, and so to know that. What, who I am and that best version of myself that God made me is true version of me.
Yes.
And the more that I can unveil that and keep on searching for that and finding myself hidden in him, that's where I know really who I am. And that never goes away and that never changes. It only gets better. And the more and life brings us these opportunities where, you know, you need to be searching for it. You're looking for something to hold on to. And so in that time, to find those treasures, it is, that's where you find your real source of energy and motivation and passion and the will to go on in a way that's defining and actually can make a difference in the rest of the world. That's what leads your mission when you find yourself that way.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think, you know, when you look back to various experiences, and I know for me, there was a long time, a long period where I could not even talk about it because it was that raw, it was that painful. But now looking back, I think sometimes these challenging situations are really preparing you for the mission and for the message that you are there to impart to others, to really speak hope and purpose into their lives too. Do you get the sense?
Absolutely. I had a little interaction on social media somewhere anyway. There was a little question that says, define your business philosophy in one word. And for me, it was an absolute no-brainer. It's service. To be able to serve and care for people and provide in whatever capacity that I've been given, whether it be my physical equipment or my, you know, financial resources or the skills or temperament that I have, but whatever way, to be able to serve and see someone else's potential come to life, no matter what the circumstance, then that makes my mission not about me anymore. And so it changes the game completely.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I love about that too, I think, and everything that you've said, is that so often what we do is we allow the world's perception of who we are, our successes, and whatever we have achieved to define who we are. And similarly, if it's from a negative point of view, we let that impact us as well. What would you say to someone who is listening and watching today, or even the recording, that is at a period in their life or a season in their life where they really have let those moments, those conversations define them, even if they haven't gone through, you know, traumatic experience that you have? But certainly, you know, we can allow others' opinions of us keep us stuck. What would you say to them around this identity to really uplift and inspire them?
Yes. We're not defined by our actions. We're not defined by our words. We're not defined by our circumstances. We're certainly not defined by what other people think of what we say or do, their opinions. So, gosh, how could they possibly be well enough informed to be able to make that sort of a thing? We are only defined by God's grace and how He made us and how He sees us. And that is where you can truly be free. His grace is complete. It's absolutely perfect. And what that means is that even when we make mistakes and make wrong choices, and I can look back and I know some of the things that I've done that I feel terrible about, that I've really messed up, you know, and even in those, I think, but God knew I was going to do them, and He still loved me, and He still prepared a way for me, and His grace still makes me free. And so I think, well, when we define ourselves more and more by how God sees us and who God made us to be, then all of those other things, they really, it's almost irrelevant. You know, we do go through our life, and so we do have those emotional or psychological responses to our life. Oh, I feel bad. Oh, what do they think of me? Oh, what if I fail? Oh, I just did fail. You know, sometimes that's the reality. But all of that, if it's held in this suspended space of, yes, that's me being a human, that's me being flawed and being subjective and being emotional and having my moment, and God loves us in that too, and He made us this way. So that it's actually okay as long as we don't get stuck there.
Yes.
And as long as we don't have that as being our defining thing, that I messed that thing up, so now I define myself as a failure. Well, no, that was a moment in time, and that's why God gave us Christ. That's why Jesus is, that we have that pathway out. So yeah, that's freedom when we define ourselves how He sees us.
Yes, I love that. And I think that really underpins what you said and what we mentioned in the introduction around that supernatural confidence. Because when we rely on what's going on around us and you know, what people are speaking into our lives, and let's face it, sometimes it's not helpful, but when we're really focused on who He says we are and how much He loves us, there's this supernatural confidence, as you say, that just takes you through no matter what situation, even the joyous situations. So how would you define that supernatural confidence? And the reason why I asked you to share that is because there are so many people who are looking for that externally, for things that the world, but they'll never find it in the world. It's only through Him. How would you define supernatural confidence?
Oh, my goodness. I really do think it's knowing that who you are. So I'm going to frame this up in the first person, because this is the self-talk that I say, you know. And so if we can all adopt this sort of self-talk, we start to, what I say, we write a new script, and we're writing new script based on what He says about us,
yes.
You know. So I am defined the way that God made me into the person that God made me to be. And I can be confident that I have everything that I need always, because He is always providing that, no matter what the outlook, what the situation or the circumstance. I literally can say I have everything that I need today to follow my passion, to follow my mission. And He has put a unique purpose in my life that only I can fulfill and only I can pursue in Him. And no one can do what He's set out for me to do, and no one else can be the person that He's created me to be. So the confidence comes from, it's framing it up that it's Him first, and what He says about me is the ultimate, and that can define my actions, my words, my thoughts. And for me, I'm such a doer. And so for me, it really is about now I've got this mission that I know, I can't let those thoughts or fears or doubts or other people's opinions or that lack of confidence. And those, I feel those things. Absolutely, I feel those things. Mm. But that's not the final word. And I've got this mission to fulfill, as we all do. He's mm-hmm. created a perfect purpose that's unique just for us, for all of us. And so it's sort of like, well, I can't not keep going with that. I can't let those relatively, in the grand scheme of things, my goodness, the maker of heaven and earth gave me a mission, and yet I'm put off by something that someone said or a circumstance. Hang on, that's a bit out of whack. When you think of it like that, it's like, oh, well, okay, I can keep going, and I can actually be absolutely certain that this mission that I'm on, you know, faith is being sure of what we're hoped for and certain of what we don't see. Mm. I don't need to see it. I need to know in here that he made me for this, and so I can keep going.
Yeah, beautiful, just so beautiful. What I love about that too is that, you know, in situations where we do try our best and our hardest, we work really hard, and circumstances and situations just don't turn out the way that we really hoped and wanted to, it really helps us, that supernatural confidence, get back up and go, you know what, well, just got to submit it to prayer. Maybe there was a bit of decision that I could have made, or maybe that opportunity was just not the best way. Have you found that that really helps you, even in times of, you know, difficulties in your business and how you run it? Because so many entrepreneurs, we have challenges and problems and issues every day too, yes?
Oh, that is completely true, absolutely. I look at my circumstances and I think, all right, where's the learning opportunity? What am I meant to learn here? When I'm advertising a workshop and I'm expecting, I'd love to get 15 or 20 people and I get 3, I'm thinking, oh, okay, this is awful. This has not even covered my costs. So now what can I learn? And it really is knowing the voice of the Spirit and being able to yield into that. And so, because there are some things you need to hold on to. What if that workshop was meant to continue and you're meant to learn a new round of resilience? You're meant to learn some marketing skills. You're meant to expand your circle, go into partnership with someone. There's a million possibilities of how that thing could keep going if that's the pathway you're meant to take.
Yes.
So, you know, the sheep hear the shepherd's voice. We need to know what he sounds like. And then that can define. But then, of course, conversely, in the workshop little, you know, story that I'm using here as an illustration, what if I'm not meant to continue? And this very thing happened with me last year. I have 3 people show up to this workshop, and it was my Unstoppable Freedom workshop, and I was so passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, I think I'm on the wrong train here. I think I need to do something that's a little bit more productive, a little bit more practical, a little bit more pragmatic. I've got real, tangible sort of skills. And that workshop was more around mindset and more around personal development. And the 3 at that workshop for me meant that I wasn't meant to continue with that. Now, I've run other workshops and had, you know, low numbers as well, and it doesn't mean I wasn't meant to continue.
Yes.
So it's hearing his voice and knowing, I'm at a crossroads. Where's the learning moment? What's God saying about this?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I be obedient? Well, you can only be obedient if you know what it is you're meant to be doing.
So
getting better at hearing his voice there.
Great insights there, you know, and I can certainly recall situations like that. And I'm actually seeing it play out now because, you know, finding guests on a daily basis takes a lot of time to go out and seek people. And I thought if I could just get it set up so that people come to me, that would at least get a whole lot of time off my my plate. But no, that's not yet to be. So I, over the last, you know, week or so, have been connecting with people on Instagram. I can see there's aspects of that are just increasing the engagement and everything. I thought, okay. Because sometimes, we want to go a certain way, but as you say, when we keep connected and just really mindful about what's going on, we can often see the signs that are there. It's just that we have to be open to realizing that, for sure. So you say also too, everything that you've experienced with your choices, your temperament, people and circumstances has brought you to the point of overwhelming abundance and opportunity. But only by defining and maintaining your boundaries are you going to be able to step forward. There's a lot of talk about abundance and prosperity and opportunity, but when we add God to the mixture, when we add, as you said, Jesus and the Holy Spirit, that takes the level of abundance and opportunity to out of this world, like unexpected. Share more about that and how that's played out for you.
Do you know, I think that there's a little bit of a lesson there about what abundance looks like, because a lot of people think that abundance looks like, maybe in the world, it's defined by lots of money, lots of stuff, lots of glamour and celebrity and a big following in social media. And, you know, it's sort of like abundance is defined by Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, to show my age a little bit there. But that's not what abundance actually is, I think. And coming into Christ, like I said, we already have everything that we need. So that the ultimate abundance is to have our life showered in blessing and grace every single day, regardless of our bank balance or the home we live in, or this, even, you know, the state of our marriage or where our children are at that time. There are so many things that we say, and I think we're kind of ripping God off a little bit. You know, we say, oh, I'm so blessed when a good thing happens. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's true. We are blessed, but we're equally blessed when something that's more challenging is going on.
So
I'm surrounded by abundance because I'm a daughter of the Most High God. Mm. Oh my goodness. That is profoundly changing of how you can see the world and your outlook. So absolutely. I just think I've got abundance everywhere all the time because he made it that way. He is abundance. But then to look at that in a more of a tangible sense, I can't believe the opportunity that I am surrounded with right now. And it's been actually a little bit overwhelming this last 6 months when I made that decision to walk away from the Unstoppable Freedom School. And I cried a lot of tears and I'm like, no, I know I need to let this go. It's not the right pathway. And so redefine my brand message, try to figure out where's my niche, where's my market, and what, how am I going to package up what I'm offering? And that took a little while. So there's some really practical, you know, roll up your sleeves and get down to business sort of work that I've done there to, in obedience. The Unstoppable Freedom School isn't working. I need to do something more with these business building skills that I have.
Yes.
What does that look like for me? So redefine and work that out. And I'll tell you what, as I have started to apply this this new angle, I guess, this new approach to what I'm doing with my business, I'm still teaching people how to be unstoppably free. I'm still giving people the skills and strategies they need to follow their passion. It just now looks a lot more pointier and benefits small business owners. So it's not, I didn't sell out at all. It's the opposite. As I narrowed my focus and started to say no to a broader market, it came down into more of a niche, a pointier market.
Yes.
That boundary has created more yeses. More people are resonating with my message now.
Yeah.
And more people are finding value in my skills now because I'm defining them more clearly.
Yeah.
So that's great. But then that had this it's having a flow-on effect of, there are a lot of people who actually want to have a couple with Kerry and there's a lot of people who want to send me a message and ask me a question and have me speak at their event or, you know, on their podcast. And I love that. I'm like, what that means is that I am genuinely helping. I've got a message that's genuinely empowering people to follow their passion, which is fabulous. But I'm now needing to start to be clever with my time and be a little bit more shrewd with the way that I'm managing my resources. And I've still only got 24 hours in a day. I've there's a certain bandwidth that I can't expand in my own human capacity. So I'm needing to find ways of managing my time better, managing my schedule, managing my focus, and so that I'm prioritizing building this mission and rolling out resources and continuing to be of service, but in a way that's sustainable and is going to offer the most amount of help without burning out, without exhausting myself. So that's what I mean by being careful with those boundaries, and that's going to be how I move forward.
Yeah. I love the way that you've defined that, because for me, abundance means peace. It means comfort. For me, sitting on the side of a riverbank with no one else around, and I know that you would probably like this, to no other human beings around, just sitting there with the people that are the closest to you, reading a book, blue skies, being out in nature, even if it's raining and everything in between, I think that we can then tackle or manage or just be who we are meant to be, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance. And often, and it says in the Bible, we are to really be thankful for those opportunities that challenge us, because what we don't realize, it's shaping the character that God is shaping us to become, so that we can then step forward purposefully and more powerfully into the next season of our life, whatever that is, along, you know, the journey of our calling and our mission. And yes, I think then when you look at abundance and you know, all the gifts and blessings and opportunity that he gives us that way for peace. I mean, how many times you read or turn on the news, things are happening. If you don't have that inner sense and peace that, you know what, whatever happens, it will be all right because my Father loves me and I know that it will be okay, then that allows you to, no matter what happens, have that inner confidence. And I think that's what you said so beautifully, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I really believe that gratitude is the currency of our capacity.
Yes.
The more that we can be thankful and say yes, you know, say yes to him and acknowledge, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm covered by your grace. Yes, I have peace and comfort and security because that's in you. And the more we can say yes to the, you know, I'm remembering this yes and amen song that we used to sing in church umpteen years ago, and it really is like that. It is, yes, I've got everything that I need, and I am overflowing, and I can be thankful. And even on your worst day, you can be thankful. And not only a lot of people in the world will say there's always something to be thankful for, something to be grateful for, and that's true. You know, you can look around and find a tangible, materialistic sort of thing to be thankful. Absolutely, there's always someone in a worse position than you. But the ultimate gratitude is that we're saved in the first place, and that we're covered by him, and that we're held by him no matter what. When I lost Alec, there was, it really was a gutting feeling. You know, when you're married, you're joined. And so to have it literally felt like, if I can make it a physicality, it felt like a hole in my stomach, you know, right there in my belly. It just felt like there's this emptiness, but I didn't feel alone. I absolutely didn't feel alone. I felt so sad, and the loss was gutting, but I did not feel alone. Wow, there's something to be grateful for.
Yes.
Yeah. And I honestly believe that's allowed me to move forward in the way that I have. And relatively quickly, I look back over the last 4 years and I think, oh my goodness, look at how far I've come in 4 years. And I honestly think that there's, you know, you really can get somewhere, you know, on the inside and in your circumstance on the outside. Yes. If you know you're held in God and you can tap down into that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for people that may be listening today that don't yet know Christ, I think what you're talking about there, as we know, as saved people and his children, I mean, we are daughters of the King, the creator of the universe. We are blessed, of course, with the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, lives within us. And that is the strength that is there for us, that untapped, as you said, confidence, knowing that no matter the circumstances or challenge, we are never alone, and it certainly, he supports us. So thank you so much for coming on the show. I'd love you to give you an opportunity just to share with people how you can support them, because I know you've got awesome support and services that you can help other Christian entrepreneurs in building their business and streamlining. That's really a gift that you've been blessed with. Share more about that, if you will, and then how people can get in contact with you.
Yeah, for sure. I tailor-make business systems for rising business builders. So whatever you need to grow, it really can become quite a mechanical system to grow. There's a way that you can develop your processes that can be standardized and streamlined, that gives you more flow in your work and makes more time out of your time, which will make more money out of the money you've currently got. And so I love helping people with that. I've got a few programs that I am helping people with one-on-one at the moment across email management, social media management, event management, training your staff, and particularly VAs. I'm a big fan of having a VA. So yeah, I love doing that one-on-one, but I do speak at events as well, would love to come to your event and share and give some really great practical strategies on how you can start to systemize your business and turn your little thing into a big thing. Mm. You know, I think I do believe that we're all made for abundant success.
Yes.
And if we've got a business gift, what better way to give it than to roll it out, you know, more and faster, but still giving that TLC and still doing that in a way that's sustainable. So, yeah, that's what I help people with and that's what I speak about. I run my own events here at the venue that I run too. I open up the venue because I knew that I was meant to be doing events, so mm-hmm. I open up the venue. So we've got a little space here that people run their workshops and networking events here too, and that's called Our Place Melbourne. So, but you know what? The best way to contact me is on Facebook. I'm always there, mm-hmm. and if you message me, I'll say hi, and you know, we can take it from there.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much for coming on the show, Kerri Ann. One of the things that I'm doing for all of my guests at the end of the show to finish it up is just to say a word of prayer. May I do that for you today?
Yay, I would love that.
Okay, thank you. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to hear Kerri Ann share her story, her testimony. Lord, we just want to thank you for upholding her in your grace-filled hands when she lost her husband, Father, and that she never felt alone. Father God, we just want to pray for people who are listening or watching today who may be going through the same grief and situation of a loss of a partner, of a child. Father, it can be so difficult to go through these moments and terrifying situations if we are alone. So we just pray that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts and really allow them to find you. You are the hope, the comfort in this world. Father, we just want to uphold Kerri Ann's business, her programs, her clients, up to you, that you will continue to bless her abundantly, show her favor as she continues to really help Christian entrepreneur businesses and clients as well in creating systems and structures so that they can really build momentum building businesses and go and impact the world with their mission and their message. Father, we just want to thank you. You are an awesome Father who loves us, who is always there with us no matter what situation is going on for us. And we love you, and we just pray this in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Kerri. It's been an absolute honor and pleasure, and look forward to sharing this message with the world.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. I'm really grateful for the opportunity.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.